Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Precious in His Sight. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
If you can lose it, your identity shouldn't be in it. You're on shifting sand. But if you find out who you are, and who are you? I'm who God says I am. He said, I'm the apple of His eye. He said, I am His heart, and He was willing to pay anything to get me. And He has made me a king and a priest. And He's training me right now to rule and reign with Him in His eternal kingdom forever. That's who I am. No matter what I look like, what I feel like, what the world thinks, that's who I am. That's what I am. If I believe that, it anchors my soul. And whether I have this or I don't have that, I'm still anchored. I'm secure in my identity in Christ. And when you get rid of the insecurities and the fears, you become a different person. You lose your neediness. This is life changing, brother. You lose your neediness. The reason why folks act the way they do is because they're insecure. Why would you get upset if I didn't notice you? I had a fellow when I taught at the Bible school at Brother Hagin's ministry. We had graduation at the end of the time. And I was up on the platform assisting. I would hand Brother Hagin the diplomas and he would hand them to them. Well, this guy came by and he took his diploma and looked over at me. He said, I forgive you. I thought, okay, just keep moving. We're up on the platform, you know? And anyway, later on I found out what the deal was. 2 years ago, he had met me in the hall and said, hi, Brother Keith, and I didn't speak. I didn't say anything. I just kept walking. And it upset him. It offended him. I had no knowledge of it. I had no knowledge of it. I did not purposely ignore the man. I was going from one class to the other. Back in those days, there were sometimes I spoke 25 times a week. Well, when you get through with one thing, you got to change gears, get your mind on the other thing. And if you're going to do a good job ministering, you can't be thinking about a dozen things. And sometimes, you know, if you're going to grow up and become spiritual, you have to develop powers of concentration and focus that you're not distracted by every little thing. And I'm sure that's what I was doing. I wasn't half seeing what I was passing by on the hall. I got something on my mind. Okay, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to move to this. It was no slight against him at all. But why would he get offended and stay hurt for 2 years over what I'm not even aware of? He doesn't know who he is. I said he doesn't know who he is. Why? He needs approval from outside. He's always looking for approval. Why? To give him a sense of value and worth that he lacks. Don't you care about me? Y'all don't need me anymore. That's pitiful. That's a little baby, spiritually, that doesn't know who they are or what they are. How many want to grow up? Yes. Do you want to grow up? Yes. And grow out of these insecurities? Yes. And grow out? Well, maybe somebody did mistreat you at some time. Or maybe somebody treated you less because of this or that. And it bothered you. It bothered you, it hurt you, because you didn't know who you were back then. But if you can know who you are now, you can get rid of all that. I said, you can get rid of all that to the point that no matter what anybody says or doesn't say, you know who you are. And you know what you are. And you know your value and worth to Him. If God thinks I'm wonderful, why would I fall off my chair because you don't agree? Who are you? What do you know? Right? If God says I'm worth a lot, I'm worth something. Right? But it anchors your soul from being needy. Somebody said out loud, Lord, help me. Find out who I am, what I am in your eyes, and get completely free from insecurities and neediness and seeking others' approval. I ask it in Jesus' name. I thank you for helping me, working in me in Jesus' name. It will change you. You'll get a lot more friends. You know, parents and grandparents, some of them stay upset half the time at their kids and their grandkids. Why didn't y'all come see me? Y'all never come see me. So they will come see you so you can talk to them about an hour about why they don't come see you. It's not enticing. Doesn't sound like fun, does it? Why? You're needy. That's you being needy. Needy does not draw friends. We're with some people just yesterday, last day or so. Had fun with them, enjoyed some things with them. Hadn't seen them in a long time. But we both remarked about it. How that we cannot see each other for months, not say a word to each other, and then see each other and just have a great time. And nobody even thinks about needing anything. We don't need anything from each other. Amen. We only want to give something. Low maintenance friend. Like no maintenance friend. How many like some more no maintenance friends? No maintenance. The only way you can be that way is if you know who you are and you know what you are. I'm looking around. I'm looking at you. Don't you want to be free? Don't you want to be free? Yes. Free from insecurities? Yes. Free from neediness? Yes. Free from seeking people's approval? Yes. Something came up a while back. It blessed me. Something came up about being on an internationally known talk thing, you know, to be interviewed. And I thought, first thing that hit my mind is, I don't want to go. I don't care what they think. Amen. I don't need the exposure. Right. Why would I need it? If the Lord told me to go, I want to do what He tells me to do. Right. But I got no desire for a million people that don't believe in the Lord to see me while they try to trick me with a question. And then after I leave, chop up what I said and take little pieces and put it together and make me say something I didn't mean. Right. Now, if the Lord tells me to go, okay. But I don't feel the need. It's freedom. Come on, are y'all with me? It's freedom. It's liberty. I don't feel the need to get their approval. I have His approval. Because of what the Lord has done. I have His approval. Somebody say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Verse 14, 1 Corinthians 12, 14. He said, the body is not one member, but many. If the foot shall say, because I'm not the hand, I'm not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? If the ear shall say, because I'm not the eye, I'm not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? Now, what are we talking about here? If I can't be that, I'm not any of it. There's some folks that are no longer in the church because they wanted to be this. And if they couldn't be that, won't come anymore. That's being insecure. I can't be happy unless I got this position. I can't feel fulfilled. We shouldn't need another thing to be fulfilled. I am complete in Him. Now I can enjoy some things. I can get reward for some things. The main thing is to do something that would bless somebody else and see good things happen in their life. But as far as me needing something to feel like I have a reason to exist or that I matter, that cannot be fixed by anything that anybody else would do for me. That's why you run into the situation, people trying to accommodate a spouse, a child, a friend, and well, you didn't call me, you didn't notice me, you didn't spend any time with me, so they try to do more. It will never be enough. I'm going to go over here and say that. No matter what you do, it will never be enough. Why? Because they're trying to get something from you you can't give them. I've even seen people that just, you know, their the relationship's just going down, 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 and they're saying, well, you don't love me, and they're saying, I do, I do, and you can tell they mean it. No, you're just saying that. They don't believe it. The Bible says you have to believe the love that He has for us. You can doubt the love He has for you, just like you can doubt somebody else's love. But you come back to this, even if they don't, what if they don't love you? Well, my life is over. Do you want to be that unstable? Who wants to be needy? Who enjoys being insecure? Did they call? Do they know? Do they really like me? I don't know. I just don't know. And the moment you do that, the enemy will come and say, they don't. And he will feed you stuff and you go, I think they don't. Well, where'd that thought come from? What if they don't? What if they don't? If I have His love, if I have His approval, if I'm precious in His eyes, does it really matter that much that you don't think so?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Precious in His Sight, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.